Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Nun Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. So we turn to the first Tosfos on Daf Nun Dalid, Dimar Maschil Horoye. Oimer Boruch Shoso Nisim Lavosenu. The Mishnah had mentioned that if one sees a place where Nisim were done for the Jewish people, so the Brocha of Shoso Nisim is recited. Pirush Rabbeinu Shmaya, the Chol Hani Brochas Rikus Lazkoras Shem Umachas. We mentioned this in our Gemara Shir, that all of the Brochas mentioned in the Mishnah are Brachos that include the mentioning of the name of the Almighty and Malchus. And the reason Tosfos is pointing that out is because the Mishnah itself doesn't indicate that. It's simply that the Mishnah is teaching or citing these Brachos in an abbreviated fashion. And what we mean by Lazkoras Hashem and Malchus, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. V'chein kosav Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikutzi. And thusly, the Rav Shimshon says, Ki hori hoya rogi levorech al habrokim, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shekoichu gvrosu mole olam. So you see that regarding the brokim, which the Mishnah made reference to, and the Mishnah had said, Baruch shekoichu gvrosu mole olam, the Re said that very brocha shekokos gvros mole olam with the shame and malchus. V'chein pirush Re, and thusly the Re explains, and that's thusly the Re says. In other words, we see here that the Rav Shimshon Mikutzi said that the Re would say this brocha over brokim, and thusly the Re also explained. Umaisi Yerushalmi the Pirkin. It appears that the Re quotes the Yerushalmi of our perek, the Rebbe Zeira v'chule, kol brocha she'ein bo v'chule. Any brocha that doesn't have the shame and malchus in it is not considered a brocha. Therefore, for it to be a brocha, you'd have to say the full text. V'nira l'rabbeinu, t'davka l'ra mishloshim yom l'shloshim yom. That the things that are cited in this Mishnah as one who sees whatever, it's seeing them once every 30 days, and not more frequent than that. Dumya d'roya yam ha'golo l'prokim. Similar to the example of seeing the ocean at l'prokim at times. Yom Rishalmi d'prokim hainu shloshim yom. The term prokim means 30 days, not more frequent, means once every 30 days or less frequent, but a greater frequency would already be a situation that you would not make a brocha. If one comes across a place that idols were uprooted, so a brocha is made over that. She'okar akum me'artzenu, that the idol was uprooted from our land. B'Yerushalmi Masni, in the Yerushalmi it teaches, kishenekro akum mikol eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi seems to indicate that this brocha would be recited when idols were uprooted from all of the land of Israel. Al Hanahoros, we saw a reference to a brocha made over rivers. Lav al kol nahoros airi. This is not talking about one who sees just any river. Ela arba nahoros dechsivu cross. It's a reference to the four rivers that are mentioned in the pasuk, kamo chidekel uprat. These are two of the four rivers mentioned in Sefer Bereishis. It's with those in mind, those four rivers, that the Mishnah is saying one would make the bracha of Oise Breishis, or Oise Maise Breishis. We continue with Tosfos on Amud Beis. The first Tosfos on Amud Beis really belongs on Amud Aleph. Avnei al Gobish Bemura Beis Choram. The Gemara elaborated on what this was a reference to, and the Tosfos says, "Wadin, likewise, one will make a bracha over other places." Huadin Mokav Shinofal Shom Machnes Sancherev, the place where the army of Sancherev was defeated. The Logora Chizkia May Odom Hamasuyam. Chizkia, who was the king of Judea, of Israel at the time, we'll say being the leader and the people of Israel at the time were the beneficiaries of this great miracle, where the entire army of Sancherev was smitten in one night by Malach Hashem, by an angel. This is no less an event than any of the other things that we mentioned. So you might ask, so why wasn't it mentioned in the source? Elo lo chosh leforesh. It wasn't the source didn't trouble mentioning it or specifying it. Lefishiyodua hamokom saviv Yerushalayim. The place was well known, and therefore the source didn't feel a need to specify something that whose place is so well known. Veshuv hoyanira l'Rabbeinu Yehuda kevan she'ein hanes yodua alpi hamokom ki hanoch. Rabbeinu Yehuda wanted to say that if a place is not known by its place or identifiable with a certain place, like those that were mentioned, ein mevorchem olav, elo oisom shenase lohem hanes. The only ones who would make a bracha then would be the ones who benefited from the miracle. So that he is making a distinction between if there's a place that's associated with a miraculous event, so then everyone will, of course we're talking about a nace that applied to the Klal Yisrael, so that anyone who chances upon that place will be able to make the bracha. But if a miracle happened, but you can't identify the place, so only the people that experienced the miracle will make the bracha. V'chein kol adam mevorach al niso af alpi she'eno nikur mitoch hamokom. Likewise, any individual that benefited from a miracle, even though the place is not something that can be clearly associated with his miracle, but the person knows that he had the miracle happen to him in a given area, so he will make the bracha. The next Tosfos, Arba Tzrichin Lahodos, Yordei Hayom V'chulei, the Gemara on the lower part of this Omid, mentioned four have to, what we say, bench Goimel, say Bruchas HaGoimel. U'betehilim lo choshiv kezeh haseder. In the book of Tehillim, the order that is presented in the Gemara is not the same order found in the Sefer Tehillim. El choshiv hoche hamidbar rishon. The ones who cross the deserts are mentioned first. So that if you look at the different pasuk citations, you'll see that was the pasuk the Gemara quoted for the holchei midbaros. Pasuk Dalid was mentioned first. So the issue is, what about how does one explain the difference between the order the Gemara chooses versus the order in the pasuk? The Kro Nokat Seder Misukonim Yoser Tchila. The Pasuk cites the most dangerous examples earlier, first, and then from most dangerous to less dangerous. Gemara nokat hamitsuyin tchila. The Gemara cites the most common ones. So the order of the Gemara is that which is from the most common to the least common. The next Tosfos, ve'emo bei asora utrei rabbonan. the Gemara had suggested that maybe the bracha should be recited in amongst 10 plus 2 Rabbanan, and the Gemara left that is suspended as kashya. Tosfos says, "V'avdi l'chumra v'afilu lekov shrei Rabbanan." We will behave in a stringent fashion, and will necessitate the bracha even if you don't have two scholars there. And the common practice is after the Torah reading to make this bracha. In other words, after one gets an aliyah to the Torah, so he then recites this bracha. And the reference to a person who was sick and got better is someone who was bedridden. But if someone has a headache or a stomach ache, but it doesn't cause him to become bedridden, then even though he might be someone who was sick and got better, but it's not that level of sickness that will generate the bracha. HaRabbeinu Yosef. The next Tosfos, Patrason Yossi Miladoye. This would involve the story of Rav Yehuda, who had taken ill, and Rav Chana Bar Disa and Rabbanan came to visit him, and they said in Aramaic, "Brich Rachmoni Avnyalav Loyavoch Lafra," and Rav Yehuda said, "Well, you have exempted me from the need for saying a bracha." V'im Toimar, you might ask, "V'ho Amrinon Bracha Shein Bo Malchus Ein a Bracha?" Do we not say that a bracha that does not have in it a reference to the kingdom of the Almighty is not a bracha? So where do you see kingdom mentioned in this text of Brich Rachmona? V'yesh lomar, the Rav Yehuda havi mitamidei de Rav. Rav Yehuda was a student of Rav. V'Rav sovar li'el perketzim mevorchim delo bo'inon elo hazkoras Hashem. Rav, as far as a proper bracha text, requires only the mentioning of the shame of Hashem, the Almighty's name, and a bracha is considered a bracha even without a reference to kingdom. And in this text, Brich Rachmona, Rachmona is an Aramaic term referring to the Almighty. So that counts as Hazkoras Hashem. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.